Good morning, boys and girls. So, how was your week? Good. Okay. Did y'all know that I was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and like y'all? You know I wasn't born big, right? You know that? And did you know that I got into a lot of trouble like y'all do? I know, right? You wouldn't think that. I got into a lot of trouble. So I got into a lot of trouble growing up. My parents would always say, Jennifer, you better listen or you get a whooping. Did you think Jennifer listened? What'd you think? Be honest, would you think I listened? No? Yes? Maybe. Well, one time, my neighbor next door built, I probably told you the story before, but you probably don't remember. My neighbor next door built a little push merry-go-round. You would, you know, it had like a little bar in the front. It had like a big old tire at the bottom that would hold the bar. And it had a little chair on the top that goes underneath that tire. We would push it and it would go around like this. And then you jump on and you hold on. And I wanted to sit on the side that had a tire. And I said, yeah, push harder, faster. And I just sat right there. And all of a sudden they said, well, this is not just, you know, it's fun, but it's not all there. Let's make a little hill. You know, that bumpers that you see on the road sometimes and you go, boom. Well, we decided we're going to put one of those too. So it went, the first time it was fine, it went up, boom, and we spin again. And then the second time I said, well, I'm sitting here, this is fun. I sat on the edge and it went boom and we were pushing so hard I fell off. And my hand just didn't have time. I didn't have time and I didn't even notice to move my hand because the tire was coming back. Guess what happened? Well, the tire rolled over my hand and it was like 6 or 7 kids on that and we're pushing with all our force. The tire rolled over my hand and all I could do was scream. I scream and they're thinking, well, what's wrong with her? Because I scream and start rolling. I got up and I ran home. Remember, I wasn't supposed to leave the house. It was like 6:37 in the morning. You're not supposed to leave the house. I got up and I sneaked away and I went to go play. Did you see what was the consequences for not listening? What was it? Mm-hmm. I got hurt. I ran home. My dad was already up. And I ran to them crying, screaming. And they said, what's wrong with you? Weren't you supposed to be in your bed? I said, well, I sneaked off and I went to the neighbor house and I started playing. And he said, what's wrong? He couldn't see. My dad was blind. He couldn't see what, you know, if I was crying or what was wrong with me. And I said, the thing rolled on my hand and now it's swollen. It might be broke. He said, let me see your hand. Guess what he did? Did you think he tried to fix it? What do you think he did? Really? Have you met me? He hold my hand and he said, I told you don't go out there. Didn't I tell you that? Yeah, that's what my dad did. But did I deserve that? Yes. I did deserve that because I wasn't supposed to disobey. The Bible says, the children obey your parents in the Lord, for this is good. Remember the commandment that says, honor who? Yes. That is the reason why you listen to your parents. You listen to me when I say don't do that when we're here at church. That is why you listen to your parents and you be obedient. So that way you don't get hurt, right? And remember, who's always watching? So who will listen from now on or else you get a whipping? Who will listen? You better. Yes. So the point of the story is be obedient, children, or you get into trouble. All right? Who wants to pray? Well, we have two, so we'll pray twice, okay? Let's start with you.
Our Heavenly Father, God bless Wing Church. We are reading a psalm in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this happy Sabbath that you let all the church members be here. Please bless them. Please bless all of us kids and all of the parents. Help us to listen to our parents, and please help everybody in the church to understand what the pastor will be saying in the sermon and everything else that we'll be listening to. In Jesus' name, amen.